We're now at Concordia University St. Paul and talking with Kayleen. We recorded this in November, the end of November, and I started working with Kayleen at the beginning of September along with some of her classmates. And Kayleen started at the just watching on the sidelines, and just over the course of several weeks became quite skilled and quite bold. In fact, she at times makes me feel lukewarm myself.
Kayleen, I really appreciate you being here this morning and sharing some of your experiences with Cross Pollination Ministries. Help me remember, you're a first-year student here at Concordia St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
As far as your confidence in talking with people about Christ, how has that changed from before you're a part of Cross Pollination and what we're doing and now?
Before, you know, like I would be at the mall or whatever, walking around, and, you know, I'd see people, and sometimes I get the little prompt, you know, like, hey, go talk to that person. And, you know, I'd look at them and I'd maybe think about it a little bit, and then I'd say to myself, I don't even know what to say. I don't even walk up to total strangers and start conversations. How do you do this? And so I would just, you know, walk away, keep walking past, or like maybe say another prayer that someone else would be brave and talk to them, and that was it. And then once I got started with Cross Pollinations, just through the training and all the praying that was being done and, you know, working in groups and stuff, that's helped build up confidence, you know, helped me see, hey, it's not too bad. I mean, yes, it's difficult starting out when you're not used to talking to strangers, but every time you go out, it gets a little bit easier, a little bit easier. I mean, there is times where your gut is just twisted, you know, you're like, oh man, do I really have to go talk to them? And, you know, you get that adrenaline rush. And other times it's like, you know, that's the person you're supposed to go talk to.
I'd like you to share with me a bit about what happened yesterday, because we had talked on Monday night and you said your schedule was full. You weren't going to be able to go on the street with us. So I was a bit disappointed because I really enjoyed having you with us. And you said, well, I don't have class in the morning. And so we had talked about that and you suggested Starbucks.
Yep.
So, yeah, we ended up going there, and personally, I didn't think anything was going to happen. It was very, it was quiet in Target. Normally, there's the Christmas music this time of year.
Oh, when,
yeah, and in November, and there weren't many people. But you did not, I was discouraged by it. I thought we were going to go away without talking to anyone. You had a different, you had a better attitude than I did. So, in your words, tell me what happened.
Well, like, you know, on our walk, it was so cold getting there. But I was like, okay, Lord, we're walking in the freezing cold. Please have there be people for us to talk to.
17 degrees with wind.
I know, bitter. Like, you couldn't feel your face. And when we got to Starbucks inside Target, you know, like, we sat down at the table. And, you know, you, Rachel, and I were talking. And you're like, hey, that lady over there, you know, like, what if you want to go talk to her? And Rachel and I are looking at each other thinking, oh, goodness. And, you know, you could tell she was a Muslim lady. She had the headdress and everything. And we're like, oh. And so after a while, you're like, do you want to go talk to her? So I was like, okay, I'll go talk to her. And you gave me a Ten Commandments coin. And so I just went up to her and I was like, hi, have you ever seen one of these before? And, you know, talked about the Ten Commandments a little bit. She was a little familiar with it. But right away, she's like, hey, I'm Muslim. I'm not Christian. And so it's like, okay, well, thank you for your time. And, you know, came back to the table and we're talking. And her husband showed up. And she probably asked him, like, what about the Ten Commandments? And so before they left, they came back up to us. And they asked you, Brad, you know, like, is it from the Old Testament? And so you're like, yeah, it's from the Old Testament. You gave her some tracts, and she says, you know, we read the Old Testament too. So, you know, that's one encounter we had that, you know, something might come from that, which is pretty cool. And so after a while of sitting, we're like, okay, we should probably walk around a little bit. And so I took off for the other side of the Target, and I saw this guy sitting on a bench, you know, kind of by the doors, and I was like, I think I could talk to him maybe. And I don't know, maybe I'd chickened out a little bit or whatever. And I walked around and like I was kind of scoping him out a little bit, you know, so I was like looking at bags or I was looking in the dollar bar. And then he got up and left and went outside. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe he's pushing carts, you know, because it was cold outside, so he's taking a break warming up. And I found you guys again. And we're like, okay, well, we'll look around a little bit more, you know, and then, like, maybe just, we'll just go.
I think I was saying, yeah, I think I was saying, like, yeah, I don't think anything's going to happen. Yeah.
I told you, well, there's guys pushing carts, so maybe we could catch one when he's inside warming up. And you're like, okay. And I kind of got the vibes from you, like, this had better work. I mean, not, like, mean like that, but, you know, just kind of like, you were ready to go. And the guy came back in, and he was on his phone, and so I was like, Brad, that's the guy over there. And weren't we, like, close to the doors, too?
We were walking out.
Yeah. And so you're like, oh, that guy. And so we wait till he got off the phone. And I walked up to him, smiled, and said, hi, how are you doing? And asked if he had ever received a Ten Commandments coin. And he's like, no, what really is it? And so, you know, I told him, well, it has the Ten Commandments on it. A couple of them have been floating around the area. Have you seen it? He's like, no, I haven't seen any of it. And I asked him if he was familiar with, you know, the Ten Commandments. And he said, a little bit, you know. And so then I asked, you know, do you have a religious background at all? You know, because we're out here for school. And we're out here for school, and we're talking about spiritual matters and stuff like that. And he was really receptive to, you know, like, hey, yeah, I'll talk with you. I'm waiting for an interview right now, so could we talk after the interview? And I didn't know how long we would be in Target. So I asked him, yeah, you know, if that works out, that'd be cool, but do you mind just talking right now, you know, up until your interview time? So he's like, yeah, sure, sure. And so I asked him, you know, are you a pretty good person? He goes, yeah, I think I'm decent, you know? I was like, really? Would you mind taking a quiz, you know, me asking you a couple questions, see if that's true? And he said, sure, you know, like, he had time. He was nervous. Talking was calming him down for the interview. And so I asked him, have you ever told a lie? And he looked at me like, that's the question. And he goes, well, yeah, I've told lies. I go, so what do we call people who tell a lie? And he responded, liars. And went through the same thing like that, asked if he'd ever stolen anything. And he said, yeah, he had. So I asked him, you know, well, what does that make you? And he says, that would make me a thief. And we also talked about, you know, asked him if he had ever used the Lord's name in vain. He had done that. He had swore a lot, you know. And he's like, yeah, I'm guilty of that too, and I'm a blasphemer. And, you know, have you ever looked at someone with hate? And he goes, well, not really hate. And so I asked, like, okay, have you ever been really extremely upset, mad, or wished any bad things upon someone? And he said, yeah, yeah, I've done that. And I told him, you know, the Bible even says if you do those things, it's murder within your heart. And he looked at me like, whoa, are you serious? And so, you know, he admitted by his own admission, he was a lying, thieving, blasphemous murderer. And he's looking at me like, okay.
So you didn't tell him these things.
I didn't tell him these things. He was like,
reflecting back what he
had
said. Yeah,
and he totally agreed. He's like, yeah, based on those things, that's what I am. And so I asked him, come Judgment Day, you're standing before God, and he's, you know, looking at your record, you know, and he's sending people, you know, you're going to heaven or you're going to hell. I asked him, where do you think you would go? And he really wasn't too sure about it, because he knew because he was guilty of all these sins, he should go to hell. But then he had also heard, you know, God is a loving God and stuff like that, forgiving. And so he was really confused. And so I explained to him, like, you know, if you're standing before a judge and you're guilty of stealing a car and they have you pinned and everything, you know, they know you're guilty, you know you're guilty. And the judge says you have to pay this really huge fine, otherwise you're going to jail for a long time. And you don't have the money to pay up for it. And, you know, I asked the guy's name, his name is Oliver. So I was like, Oliver, you have no money to pay for that fine and you are scared. Because you don't want to go to jail. And he goes, yeah, I would be. And I told him, so, you know, this person that you have no idea who this person is walks up to the judge and says, hey, Judge, Oliver here, I love him a lot. I care about him so much. I sold everything I have. And here's all the money, the exact amount. Please take this, you know. And the judge looks at the money, and he looks at the person, and he looks at you, and he goes, Oliver, your debt is paid. You're free to go. And by this point, Oliver's looking at me like, what is going on? Like, it was connecting a little bit. And so then I explained, it's the same thing with us and God, you know? We are guilty of all these sins, and we have such a high debt to pay, and we can't pay it on our own. And Christ loves us so much that he took all of our sins, your sin, my sin, the sin of people from, you know, back in history, you know, up to this present day, you know, everybody, whoever will live on this earth. He took all of our sins upon his back, and he died on a cross, and he went to hell and defeated Satan. And then he rose again, and because of that, you know, because of what he did, he paid our price. We get to go to heaven. And by this point, he was having tears well up in his eyes, and you could just tell that the Holy Spirit was working on him. I mean, it was an amazing thing. And I asked him, you know, is this making sense? Do you have any questions? And he goes, you know, it made a lot of sense to him. And you could tell he was really compelled, and just like, it's something that hit home, for sure. And so I asked him, you know, is it all right if I pray with you? Can we pray about anything? And he was like, oh, I do enough praying. You know, I pray every now and then. And so, you know, I was like, well, hey, you have an interview coming up pretty soon, don't you? And he said, oh, yeah, you know, the interview should be coming up pretty soon. And so I, you know, asked him, is it all right if I pray with you? You know, before your interview, you know, can we pray together? And he goes, yeah, I would really, really appreciate that. And so we're sitting on the bench, and we started praying, and I thanked God for, you know, bringing us together and meeting, you know, and, you know, that Oliver, you know, little I've known him, he's a pretty cool guy. And, you know, just, like, thanking God for what he's done for both of us and praying that his interview would go really well. And as we were finishing up praying for the interview itself, the manager who was doing the interviews called his name, and it was time for him to go. And so he had asked if I could maybe stay after if it worked out. So I was like, yep, we'll see if it'll work out. So he went to do his interview. And so then afterwards, you know, Brad and Rachel were like, hey, how'd it go? And, you know, I told him about it. And I asked, you know, like, do you have anything I could, like, give him, like a tract or anything? And so I wrote a short note on the tract. And I was like, hi, Oliver, this is Kayleen. I'm the girl I talked to you before your interview. What else did I say on it? Something about, like, if you have any questions about anything, feel free to contact me at this email. And I gave my personal email, not my school one.
Yeah, so it didn't have your last name or anything?
No, you couldn't tell whose it was. And, you know, and I just said, you know, I'm praying for you. And, like, you know, God bless. And, you know, if you have any questions, get a hold of me. And Brad also had a marked Bible. You know, you had the marked Bible with you. And so we're like, hey, we could give him that, too. And so we were waiting for his interview, and it was getting about time. We had to get back. And so we're, like, looking around, okay, maybe we could give it to someone, you know, working there so that he could get it. And he walks out from his interview, and he's all smiles, and he's so cool. And I went up to talk to him, and he's like, wait, just one second, just wait a second. I have to go do something. And I think he had to, like, go talk with another person or something. It obviously was a good sign, all smiles. And then he came back, and we sat back down on the bench, and we talked for a little bit more, and I had the Bible and the tracts, and I was like, Oliver, I want you to have these. And, you know, I explained to him it's a Bible, and what you do here, it says go to page whatever, and then, like, there's scripture marked in it and stuff like that, and I'll tell you where to go next. And we just talked more, and then it was time for me to leave, so, you know, I got up to leave, and... You know, I was like, God bless you. He goes, God bless you, too. And as the three of us, you, myself, and Rachel, were leaving, walking through the door, you know, we turned back to look, and he was sitting there still on the bench, reading through the Bible, turning to the pages. And it was just, it was an awesome thing.
Yeah. It was very awesome, yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people ask the question about follow-up, and it's an important question, and especially when we're talking to strangers, it can be hard. Mm-hmm. But he can contact you,
yeah.
And he's got the Word of God with him. So
yes.
God can do that follow-up directly. The Holy Spirit
yes.
can do that follow-up directly. But if he gets the job, you might see him again.
Exactly, because, I mean, the target's like a block away.
Yeah,
so.
And what's interesting is that when I was here a couple months ago, I met a Nigerian immigrant. His name was Derek. And he asked me for my phone number when we were done talking and my email address. And so I got his as well. I sent him an email that night, and I didn't hear back from him. But recently I did, and we're actually going to have dinner tonight together. So you never know what's going to happen. Well, we're about done. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to what we're saying?
I really consider it a true blessing that, you know, God had our paths cross. And I've been praying.
You and I, or you and Oliver?
You and I, both. Oliver, everyone, all the people I've met. And I've been praying a lot for, like, the past years. Like, okay, I know you want me to do something, God. I just don't know what. You know, just please open up doors and help me be able to see those doors open, too, because that's a big thing, too. Sometimes you can miss it. And so I really think he answered a prayer there for sure. And I'm really thankful in that aspect. And that I'm thankful that God is like, hey, Kay, I can use you. Watch this. You know, I'll do something cool through you. You're my instrument.
And so why do you do this?
Because not only the Bible says, you know, Great Commission, go out and make disciples. But also because there's so many people in this world who don't know Christ. And we as Christians, we have that hope, we have that assurance that we get to go to heaven, and we have this amazing love from a God who cares personally about us, and we have that personal relationship. And not that many people, you know, there's a lot of people out there who don't have that, who don't know that. And when they die, they're going to hell. You know, they don't get to go to heaven. And I don't know, it just really concerns me, and like I get this really deep ache in my heart. And I feel this like this pull, this like, you know, it's like God saying, Kayleen, I need you to go out and do this. You know, this is something I want you to do. And just the fact of knowing that you're doing God's will, and you know, you're doing something that pleases him, that gives glory to him. It's just a cool thing. And then being able to actually watch him work, like, right in front of your eyes, you know, touching people's hearts and everything like that.
Thank you so much for your time and agreeing to be on the recording here. And this has been such a blessing getting to know you over the past few months and just watching you develop from kind of on the sidelines watching to, like, you went solo for the first time yesterday. And that is, like, gives me, like, goosebumps and tears in my eyes. And just, and what's really neat is seeing that you have friends that are doing this too, and you're encouraging one another in it. Mm-hmm. You've got that support system and that accountability and that joy that you share. So thank you very much.
Thank you for everything.